Amen, and welcome to our Good Friday service of Tenebrae and Memorial. This is the day that we remember when Jesus was crucified on a cross. And we will share the stories today and share the scripture as the seven last words of Christ. And this is the traditional service that we have on Good Friday in the life of our church. We call it a service of Tenebrae. And Tenebrae is from the Latin for shadows or darkness. As we hear the seven last words of Jesus on the cross, and we remember his suffering and his death. So as we share the seven last words, we will extinguish a candle with each scripture lesson, and we will sing a meditative song so that we can center our hearts on the passion of this sacred time. But we will begin by having an opening prayer and then having an opening song. So let's pray together as we begin this sacred time of worship. God, we thank you so much for your gift to us in your Son, Jesus Christ, and his great sacrifice. God, on this Holy Week, we remember Jesus' journey to the cross, and we remember that he died also for us, as he died for everyone who God holds close to God's heart. God, help us to know that it's through his sacrifice that we have been redeemed, that we can be reconciled to you and to one another. And God, help us to find in this a somber remembrance of what our Lord and Savior has done for us. God, we pray all this in his sacred name. Amen. And now I'm going to invite Eden to come forward, and we're going to start by singing a song that I associate with this. And Ezekiel, also, I'd like for you to join your voice in song, because this is a song that we don't sing very often in our church, but it's one that I believe reflects the meaning of this sacred day, and it's called The Old Rugged Cross.
On a hill far away stood an old rugged cross, the emblem of suffering and shame. And I love that old cross, where the dearest and best for a world of lost sinners was slain. So I'll cherish old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown. To that old rugged cross I will ever
time right there in our first lesson. And Eden, I'm going to have you come up here and stand next to me so you can help me sing. But our first lesson is the first of Jesus' words, and Nikki will be reading these scriptures, and then we're going to have a moment of silence as we extinguish a candle, and then we'll sing a verse between each lesson of scripture. So Nikki will start by the first word of Jesus from the cross.
Comes from Luke 23, verse 34. Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing.
Our first song, Were You There When They Crucified My Lord? Squeeze in here, sweetie.
Were you there when they crucified my Lord? Were you there when they crucified my Lord?
And from Luke 23, verse 43. Truly I tell you, today you will be with me in paradise.
John 19:26-27. When Jesus saw his mother and the disciple whom he loved standing beside her, he said to his mother, Woman, here is your son. Then he said to the disciple, Here is your mother. And from that hour the disciple took her into his own home.
From Matthew 27:46. And about 3 o'clock, Jesus cried out with a loud voice, My God, my God, why have you forsaken me?
We will sing a different song for these next few verses, just as I am, without one plea.
Just as I am, without one plea, on that thy blood was shed for me, and that thou bidst me come, feel and come.
After this, when Jesus knew that all was finished, he said in order to fulfill the scripture, "I am thirsty."
Just as I am tossed about with many a comfort, many a doubt, my needs and fears within, without a lamb, a God I come. When
Jesus had finished the wine, he said, "It is finished." Then he bowed his head and gave up his spirit.
Just as I
Then Jesus, crying with a loud voice, said, "Father, into your hands I commend my spirit." Having said this, he breathed his last.
Now let us pray. God, we are so richly blessed. And God, we thank you for the great sacrifice of your own Son, your own precious blood that died so that we might be forgiven and reconciled to you. God, who died on a cruel instrument of torture, but even as he died, even with the rabbling crowds around, shouting, "Crucify him," he said, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." God, we give you all thanks and praise that you've given us this great example, and what's more, that in your Son Jesus Christ you have given us a portal into the eternal life, not because what we've done, but because of what he has done for us. God, we give you all thanks and praise, and God, we ask that you make this a solemn memorial for us, that you impress this upon our heart, the solemnity of this day, and that you remind us that this is not the end of the story, but that in every death is a resurrection, God, and every cocoon is a hidden promise that butterflies will soon be free. God, we give you all thanks, and we pray even on this Good Friday, as our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ taught us, saying, "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen." Amen. And as our closing song on this Good Friday, this is a brief service, but to center our hearts on this very solemn time, we're going to sing this song, and let's all sing together. Ezekiel, come over here by your mom, and we're going to sing together as we close. Squeeze in here, Eden, the song, "I Surrender All." It goes, "All to Jesus I surrender all. To
trust Him in His presence daily live. I surrender all. I surrender all to Thee, my blessed Savior. I surrender all to Jesus. I surrender.
Let's go out on the benediction, and do remember this Sunday we start at 6:30 with an Easter sunrise service, and then 9 o'clock crafts and fellowship, and 10 o'clock is our main service of worship for Resurrection Day. Let's go out with the benediction, and then may the love of God, the peace of Christ, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with us all through Jesus Christ our Lord this day and always. Amen.